Picture Miss Seton. The novel by Heron Carvick has been adapted by Betty Lambda. Miss Seton, an elderly art teacher, is played by Marjorie Westbury, with Gerald Deacon as Superintendent Delphic of Scotland Yard. Picture Miss Seton.
A most exhilarating performance.
First rate.
Absolutely super.
Though, didn't you think Don Jose in the second act?
Oh, a trifle sharp, yes.
Who cares? He's madly good looking.
Oh, but so weak and easily influenced. Quite unstable, stabbing her like that. So unnecessary. I mean, Carmen was really quite right. He would have made a most unsuitable husband for a girl of such high spirits.
But it's all so romantic.
I always think it rather sordid, but tuneful and very colourful. Ah, this is my turning, so I shall leave you.
Wouldn't you like us to walk with you to your bus?
Oh, good gracious, no. Thank you all the same. I know all the shortcuts.
Well, it was very nice talking to you.
Perhaps we'll meet again. I'm a regular patron of the opera. Tonight was my 27th, Carmen. I really believe I could take over the role myself. Well, good night to you both. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. You could just see her as Carmen.
Oh, funny old girl.
That hat. And why should she carry an umbrella on the hottest night of the year?
Perhaps she flies home on it, like Mary Poppins. Oh.
Mind where you go. Crates of oranges. Fancy that. Odd coincidence. Ah, here is the alleyway for my shortcut. Too many cars parked on the curb.
No! No! No!
Oh, dear me. Herbe
toi, putain! Saligo, scélérat! Young man, how dare you ill-treat a woman? A thoroughly cowardly... Let go of me. How dare you? Come back! Young man, do you hear me? Come back at once! Dear.
You all right, madam? Here, let me help you.
Oh, thank you. It was just the surprise.
What happened?
Well, I startled him, you see, and it made him jump. And we both fell down. And then he pulled me, and I thought he was trying to help me out.
Well, then why did he run?
I don't know. Of course, there was a girl in that doorway there.
Oh?
She cried out something that sounded rather rude, and he hit her. Oh. Such bad manners. I'm afraid I interfered. I do think, don't you, that the young must learn to behave, even if they are foreigners.
Good Lord, you're right. He knocked her out.
Perhaps she's fainted, poor thing. Oh, look. Oh, there's blood. She's been stabbed. We must get a doctor.
Too late for a doctor. We must get the police. This girl's dead.
Miss Seton. Good evening. I'm Superintendent Delphic, Scotland Yard.
Oh, good evening, Superintendent.
And this is Detective Sergeant Ranger.
Good evening, Detective Sergeant.
Ma'am. Sorry we kept you waiting. We weren't on duty. Had to be dug out of our home.
Oh, how irksome for you. Were you already tucked up? I am sorry. Surely some other superintendent...
Oh, they sent for us because there may be a tie-up with another case of mine. We knew the girl.
The poor girl was killed.
Oh, not all that poor. She was a known prostitute.
Oh, dear. Such a hard life. Out in all weathers and terribly long hours. And even financially not always rewarding, though, of course, I suppose, as in every other walk of life, it depends on how far one rises in one's profession. I mean, Elgin, the DuBarry.
Quite.
Now, Miss Seaton, I understand from your statement that you have been to the opera.
Carmen, a good performance. Not a great one, mind you. Although...
The time of murder can be verified almost exactly. Check curtain time of the opera, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
11:03. I always look at my watch at the end of the performance. I like to know how long the applause lasts, you see. 12 minutes. Not bad. Though I can remember it lasting for 25. That was for Maria Callas, of course. So you needn't bother to check.
Thank you. You state that your assailant was a foreigner.
Correct.
Any idea what nationality?
French.
Ah. He spoke in French.
He didn't speak at all.
But the girl did.
Yes, in French, and they would hardly have conversed in different languages, would they?
Doesn't mean he's French just because he speaks the language.
Quite true, quite true. One mustn't jump to conclusions.
Did you understand what the girl said?
No, I'm afraid my French is very basic. And she spoke so fast. You know the way they do. But whatever it was she said, it sounded most unpleasant.
Can you describe the man?
It's very difficult. It was all so quick. I only saw him for a moment when the lights went out in that nice Mr. Walter's car. Just an impression.
I'll try. Tall, short, fat, thin?
No, none of those. All I remember is long hair and his expression.
A long-haired expression isn't going to get us very far, is it?
I know. That's why I thought perhaps this little sketch might be of help. I did it while I was waiting for you to get here.
Good God, Caesar.
Oh, no. More hair. And then, of course, no wreath.
Sorry, sir. Nice work, Miss Eaton. Well done.
Not really. You know the saying, Superintendent, those who can do, those who can't teach, like me. It is a form of self-expression, I suppose.
Very good. Look at that, Sergeant. Well, I'm blowed. Caesar LaBelle.
You do recognize him, then?
No question. Sergeant, check that we've got LaBelle's photograph on file.
Yes, sir. Well, hello. Give me the photographic library.
Yes, that's Caesar, all right. But tell me, Miss Seaton, why the vase?
The vase? Oh, I'm sorry. That was quite unintentional. It's the sort of thing I'm always trying to stop in my pupils and naturally in myself. One should only draw what is there. But I did see him as a caged animal.
You're dead on. Has been and will be again. Next time for good.
Right, bring me back, will you? They're checking on the photograph, sir.
Right. Something I don't quite understand, Miss Seaton. I can't think why he jumped you. Not like Caesar. If he hadn't turned round, you would never have seen his face at all. Why didn't he just run away?
Well, that was my fault. I interrupted him, and that rather took him aback. Actually, I was rather angry. It is an abominable lack of manners. I'm afraid I lost my temper, and I hit him with my umbrella.
Holy cow! Something wrong, Bob?
Oh, sorry, sir, but she hit Caesar LaBelle, sir. Caesar LaBelle with an umbrella, sir.
Yes, I understand that, Bob.
Hello? Right. They've got the mugshot, sir. Do you want to speak?
Bill, run some prints, and to save time, get them to put out in all stations for him. No, not to help with the inquiries, Lark. Wanted in connection with the murder of Mrs. Hickson Bourne Prevost. And see the press get it. I know, but I want to give the impression the case is sewn up. No, not a damn thing, except one eyewitness identity. Exactly, that's the danger. I want LaBelle and his lot to think there's more. If we've got him cold... Thanks. See you.
Well, that's all settled then. I'm so glad I could be of help, and I'm sure you will very soon render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, eh? Goodbye, Superintendent. It was very...
Just a minute, Miss Seaton. One more point.
Oh, yes. My handbag. Has it been found?
Oh, check on the handbag, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I see from your statement, Miss Seaton, you had a diary in your handbag with your name and address.
Yes, for just such a contingency as this. So that the finder would know where to return the handbag.
I'm only afraid this finder might try to return it in person. I don't want to scare you, but you could be in considerable danger.
Oh?
If LaBelle thinks you can identify him, he might well make an attempt on your life.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. I don't even know him.
We'd better give you police protection. I'll have a policewoman move into your home.
Well, it's very kind of you, but really rather inconvenient. I'm planning to go to the country, you see. So looking forward to it, a whole new way of life.
Going for good, you mean, retiring?
Oh, good gracious, no. I'm far too old to retire. No one over the age of 35 should retire. No, I have inherited the cottage from a cousin of my mother's, and I shall use it for holidays and weekends.
Where is it?
A small village called Plumagen. Oh, you never have heard of it. The nearest dot on the Weald of Kent.
Is the address in your handbag?
Oh, no, I haven't entered it in my book as yet.
Good. Well, then that's it. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to attend the inquest. But after that, you can forget all about this and go down to your cottage and relax.
That is my intention. I'm sure there can be no better place for it than Plumagen. Peace, Superintendent. Perfect peace and quiet.
Express on all your behalfs how much we appreciated that a popular group like the Blast and their brilliant vocalist Banglory should come all the way from London just to entertain us. It's always been our intention that the Singing Swan should be more than just the conventional type youth club, tucked away in the country only interested in ping pong and picnics. So, Bang and you Blast Offs, a sincere thank you for coming here and not just keeping your talents for the big city. All right, lads and lassies, a real country thank you for Bang and the Boys!
Thanks, yeah, thanks. Okay, yeah. Frank, thank you, Frank. Yeah, that's really groovy, kids, thanks. And maintain your cool, kids, and upside outside, get lucky!
Oh, it's marvelous. I think he's just fantastic. Oh, Angela, it's me, Dust. He's all right. Oh, don't be so snooty. You know you're mad about him. Here he's looking over at us. You, that
is he?
So. Oh, he's coming over. I think I'm going to faint or something.
Well, then do it over me.
Oh, I'll leave you alone, you lucky thing.
Oi.
Hello?
See, I come back, didn't I?
So you did.
You know why?
To do a show?
Try again.
Get some country air.
Cut the gags. You know what I'll come back for?
What?
See you.
So now you've seen me.
I dig you, doll.
You're pretty groovy, too.
Hey, you want to move it?
Not much of a dance floor.
Who cares? Come on, I don't like birds who argue.
All right, then.
Angela.
Nigel, what the hell are you doing here?
I was passing and I thought I'd come and take you home.
I'm not going home anyway, not with you.
But Angela, please.
I have my own car, remember? Now please leave me alone.
You promised that you wouldn't come down here.
Get lost, do you mean? Did you get that?
I think that's for her to decide.
I have decided. I told you. Get out of here, scat. Go on.
Leave the doll alone. I'll shut his teeth down your throat.
What's coming in?
He started it, that Nigel.
Yeah. Are you sure, Cliff?
Yes, right. It was him.
Come here and pick it up, boy.
It's always that Nigel.
Throwing his weight around.
Jump that nick.
But I only asked
Nigel. Every time you come in here, you cause an argument.
Yeah. Now, quite frankly, then, we don't welcome troublemakers. I must ask you to leave, and please don't come back. You are not wanted.
Oh, welcome, Miss Seaton. Welcome to your new home.
Thank you, Mrs. Bloomer.
Martha. Oh, call me Martha. That's what the dear departed always called me.
Then I shall keep the custom alive, Martha.
Oh,
just look. There really are roses round the door.
Yes. But the green fly do be terrible this year. A black spot, not a leaf on it without the black spot.
Oh, well, I plan to take up gardening seriously.
You'll need to, Miss. Of course, my Stan will give you a hand when he can, but he don't get much time. And now then, miss, you'll be wanting to see over the cottage.
Yes, indeed.
Funny thing, I feel as though I know you already.
Oh, surely not from Cousin Flora.
Oh, no. Mrs. Bannett won't want for talking of her family. From the local paper, of course.
Oh, they wrote about me? Oh, dear.
Oh, but it were lovely, Miss Seaton. All about what heroine you are and what courage you had and ever so nice about the murder and all. And it said as how the inhabitants of Plumerton was looking forward to welcoming such a fine lady as yourself in their midst.
Oh, goodness me.
Sounds like a damn fool to me.
A brave bunny.
What I'd like to know is, what was she doing
in a back alley at that time of night?
Woman alone.
Asking for trouble.
Like me, what sort of woman does that?
Of course, she could be involved.
In the murder?
Perhaps not directly.
It's only her word.
No one saw her attack him.
There's more in it.
Than meets the eye.
Don't trust foreigners.
Especially Londoners.
I wonder
what's behind it.
Back here, Miss Seaton, is where we keep the vacuum and brushes and all that. Room for luggage, too, if you like.
Oh, a cupboard under the stairs. Excellent. Oh, we must turn it all out, Martha. The space is not being fully utilized.
Yes, Miss, when we get time. You want to be careful to keep it bolted, Miss. The latch don't hold right. And that cupboard door swings. You could walk right into it and knock yourself out cold.
Well, then we must mend it, mustn't we, Martha?
Yes, could do, I suppose. I'll tell Stan to come over and fix it.
Yes, he could do it when he mends the tap in the bathroom and the handle on the bedroom door and the floorboard.
Oh, may not be right away, like. He's kept very busy, Stan, with what we're looking after your chickens and all. You do want him to go on looking after them, I suppose.
Oh, yes, indeed. I've hardly yet got used to the idea that I've inherited chickens along with the rest of this enchanting property. Imagine having my own fresh eggs every morning for breakfast.
Oh, don't know about every morning. There's those round here not above coming in and nicking a few, or anything else for that matter.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's all going to be simply splendid, Martha. And thank you for showing me where everything is. It's all quite delightful.
Well, I'll be getting along, then. Anything you want, just come to the bottom of the garden and holler. We're back to back, you see, no dividing wall.
Oh, how handy.
Right, old then. Bye for now.
Goodbye, Martha, and thank you again. I suppose I should go and unpack. But I don't feel like it. Now, what do I feel like? Perhaps I should go and do my yoga. Not done it for 2 days. I should get out of practice. Yes, up the stairs I go.
I say, Nora, look.
What? Good heavens, she's drawn the curtain.
In the middle of the day.
That's odd.
More than odd, it's peculiar.
Well, you don't draw the bedroom curtains without a reason.
Not in the middle of the day.
Now then, my yoga. Oh, dear, there is not enough room. Certainly not for the cobra position. Downstairs in the sitting room, that'll do nicely.
Good heavens. Now look.
She's drawing the downstairs curtain.
Nora, this is past peculiar. This is sinister.
Now then, shoes off. Sit tailor fashion and prepare. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Good morning, Angela. Nice of you to get up.
Oh, I couldn't get up. Felt rotten. I feel all right now. Oh, how's the latest masterpiece going, Mummy dear? Jack the Rabbit jumped nimbly over the stile. He swept off his cap, made a courtly bow, and held out his paw to little Lucy. Yeah.
Oh, don't be disgusting.
I'm not the one who's disgusting. All that goo about little Lucy.
Oh, I know it's very clever to poke fun at anything that's innocent and charming. But it's a good thing for you that I'm prepared to work...
Slave away day after day over a hot typewriter so that you can give me all the best things in life, dee-da-dee-da.
Certainly not so that you go and waste your time in that so-called youth club.
Oh, I'm going out.
Not till you've had something to eat.
I'm not hungry.
Angela, you haven't
I'm just not hungry. That's all. I'm going to take something to that woman who's just arrived.
I'd rather you didn't. I'm not sure she's the sort of person we much want to know.
On the contrary, She sounds just the sort of character I'd love to know. I've never met anyone who was mixed up in a murder.
You surprise me.
Now, what shall I take her?
You heard me, Angela. You'll take her nothing.
Got the dandelion wine all right, Nora?
Yes, Bunny. Shall we go in?
Curtains are still drawn.
But it's 3 o'clock.
I suppose she's all right. Have a look. Very well. Oh, she's lying stretched out on the floor.
Good heavens.
Oh, come along. Put down the wine and let's go. This is not the sort of thing I care to get mixed up in. Oh dear.
Good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
Quite well, thank you, Vicar.
Pay respects to our new visitor. How is she?
We didn't intrude.
Oh, we're not that sort.
We leave social visiting to those whose job it is.
Like yourself, Vicar.
Good day to you. Come along, Nora, my girl.
Yes, Bunny.
Ah, yes. Good day, Miss... Mrs... Hello? Anybody at home? Hello? Oh, strange. Oh, good heavens. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear. Oh, Miss... too late again. Oh, dear, why am I always punished like this? What good is a shepherd who loses his sheep? Oh, why am I so inadequate? Why?
Yes?
What
is it?
What?
Oh, excuse me.
Ah, Miss... you're not dead, then?
Not that I know of, Vicar. So sorry. I'll get up.
Well, let me help you. Did you faint?
Oh, no. I was doing my exercises, and I must have dropped off to sleep.
I don't mean to reproach you, dear lady, but I do feel that once one passes a certain age, one should not indulge in gymnastics.
Oh, not gymnastics. Not in the strict sense. They are yoga.
Oh, of course you understand that my knowledge of Oriental cults is necessarily restricted. If I indulge in physical culture, must be strictly CV.
Like cricket?
Perhaps.
Knowing how it has helped me, I would be most happy to lend you this little book on the subject.
Yoga and younger. Well, it certainly sounds encouraging.
Take it. Try it. I have another copy.
May I come in?
Oh, yes, please do.
Miss Seaton. I am Hubert Trefford Morton.
Of course, we have corresponded. How do you do?
I had hoped to be the first to welcome you to our new home, but I see that our good minister of the church has beaten me to it.
Well, only by a very short head, Mr. Trefford Morton. I just came to give Miss...
Seaton.
Seaton, this.
Ah, that book. Yoga. Are you propagating the Hindu religion these days, Vicar?
Oh, dear me, no. A wrong hand. This is what I brought. Chutney from my sister. Excellent with curry.
Most kind of you, Vicar. And the book on yoga, Mr. Trefford Morton, is mine.
Good. First rate, Miss Seaton. Just what we need in Plumerton. New ideas, eh, Vicar? Get us all out of our rut, eh, what?
Quite so.
From what I have seen of Plumerton, if it is, as you say, in a rut, I can only hope that it remains in it.
Ah, capital. You're going to do well here, Miss Seaton. You certainly seem to have aroused the goodwill of the village. I could hardly get in the door for all the gifts piled up on the doorstep.
Oh, really? Oh, do let me look. Oh, goodness me. How overwhelming. Flowers, cakes, jars of goodness knows what. I shan't have to shop for a week.
Yes, well, nosiness does have its compensations, I suppose.
And cynicism its drawbacks.
Aha, touche, Miss Seaton, touche. Well, I'm afraid I must leave you. I have to get over to Ashley to see a client. Perhaps in a day or two you'll come to my office in Brettenden. Still one or two papers to be signed. Then we can wrap the whole thing up, hmm?
Let us make an appointment now. Tomorrow morning?
Midday.
That would be convenient.
Goodbye till then. Goodbye, Vicar.
12 tomorrow.
Goodbye, yes, Mr. Trefford Morton. A wonderful man, Mr. Trefford Morton.
I found his voice a bit on the loud side.
Ah, believe me, Miss Seaton, he makes it heard in the land. You've no idea the things he's done for the community, both here and in Bettenden. Sometimes he makes me feel I'm completely redundant. Who visits the sick and the old? Mr. Trefford Morton. Who organized the most go-ahead youth club in the whole county? Mr. Trefford Morton. Who is on the board and committee of every charitable organization in the area?
When does he have time for his clients?
What he does, time and more. Do you know there's a client of his, a Mrs. Hatt, incurably ill in our local nursing home. Not only does he visit her regularly, but now that she's lost her money, he even helps her financially.
Oh, that's certainly very kind of him. Will you stay and have some tea, Vicar? Won't take me a moment to make.
Oh, that would be most welcome.
Why not go out and sit in the garden? I'll bring it out and we can have it on the lawn.
Oh, that would be jolly.
And I'll just put these lovely roses in water. Oh, there's a card. From Mrs. and Miss Venning. Oh, how kind. I'm sorry to have taken such a long time. I found the cucumber in the fridge and I thought... Oh, where's the vicar?
He was just leaving as I arrived.
Oh, dear. I hope he didn't get tired of waiting for his tea.
He didn't say anything about tea, but then he's very absent-minded.
Oh, I understand, I think. Well, now you're here, perhaps you would care for some tea. I can't possibly eat all these cucumber sandwiches myself.
Super, thanks. Oh, and this cake is for my mother. Oh,
how very kind. Who is she, by the way?
Oh, sorry, she's Lady Colverton. I'm Nigel. Father Sir George, local JP.
Ah, won't you try one of these?
Oh, thanks. I'm mad about cucumber sandwiches.
Good.
I'm jolly glad you've come here, Miss Seaton.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't mean just glad to have you as a neighbour and all that, but... Oh, dear, this sounds a bit off now, I come to think of it.
What does?
What I'm going to say. Still, it's got to be said, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, I'm not unduly sensitive.
I should say not. Going around clonking dangerous criminals on the nut.
Oh, dear.
The thing is, you see, I thought... Well, I'm hoping that you might be able to help with something.
If I can, of course.
These detectives, the yard men you met in London, they'll be coming down here, I suppose.
Good gracious, no. Why on earth should they?
Oh. No, I suppose not. I thought there'd be statements and all that sort of lark. But I suppose you've done that already. Silly of me.
Why did you wish to meet these detectives?
I'm in a mess.
Oh?
Or rather, a friend of mine is, or soon will be. And I'm a bit boxed in down here. There's no one I can really talk to about it.
But what about Sir George?
Lord, no. Father's the last person. But don't get me wrong, it's not that he'd be unsympathetic. But as local JP, I'd put him in rather a spot later if I told him what I know, or think I know, now. When he comes to sit in judgment, I mean.
This friend of yours has actually done something against the law?
And how, silly little nit.
Now, are you sure you're doing the right thing protecting her? I mean, even in her own interest?
I didn't say it was a her, Miss Seaton.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed that...
Well, you're right, it is. I mean, she is. I've known her since we were both kids. She's more like a sister, sort of.
Ah, I see, yes.
Up to a couple of months ago, she was great. Did all the normal things girls do in the country. Hunting, gymkhanas, marvellous fun. Then all of a sudden, she seems to go clean off her rocker and goes wild.
Oh, surely there can't be many opportunities for wildness in a small village.
Oh, yes, there can. Vandalism, robberies, people beaten up.
Oh, how dreadful. Are you quite sure? Here in this lovely, peaceful spot?
It was once, but not since the Singing Swan opened up.
A public house?
No, it's a club, sort of, for young people.
But if all you say is true, surely the police...
Oh, they go through the motions, but they always seem to be where the action isn't. That's why I hope these London detectives might do something. Because I can tell you, our representative of the law in Plumagen is an absolute and complete dead law.
Afternoon.
Oh, Lord.
Miss Seaton?
yes, Sergeant?
Afternoon, ma'am. I'm Sergeant Potter of the local constabulary.
You do?
I've come to inform you I've been notified to keep you under careful surveillance while the criminal, LaBelle, is still at large. May I personally assure you that I shall do so to the very best of my capacity. And that derogatory remarks made in my hearing should be disregarded.
How nice of you to call. But you needn't worry. Nothing's going to happen to me.
Oh, Angela, come here and look. Look at my roses. Stripped. Bear.
How indecent.
Oh, there's a photographer coming on Friday from Happy Homes, and now there's not a single rose left.
Someone's stolen the lot.
So they have.
But who? Who would want to do such a thing?
Perhaps it was little Lucy or little Jack Rabbit came and matched them all up.
You? It was you.
Was it, Mumsy? Fancy.
But why? Why should you want to do anything so spiteful and senseless?
Why should you want to be such a blasted snob?
What are you talking about?
You. Deciding someone is not the sort of person we want to know before you've even laid eyes on her.
You mean that Seaton woman?
Yes.
Well, now, I don't just think it. I know it. For your information, Miss Clever, she was lying dead drunk on the floor of her living room 3 hours after she arrived.
Ah, the Plumagen Tom-Toms have been going, have they? I thought I saw those two dreary old nosy Parkers peering through the window.
You went there? To her cottage?
Of course. How else could I leave the roses?
You took my roses to that woman?
Yes, to make her feel welcome. From both of us.
I think you're mad. I think I should take her to a psychiatrist.
Of course you won't. And you know it.
Supposing it got out that the daughter of Sonia Venning, creator of the world-famous Little Lucy and Jack the Perishing Rabbit, had to go to a head shrinker, what would they say? Because that's what you live for. I was never your little girl, was I? It's Lucy with the golden curls and tinkling laugh you care about.
What rubbish! What cruel, heartless rubbish! I would never have believed that anyone could have changed as you've done in these last months. Oh, I blame myself. I should have been firmer with you. But it's all been so difficult on my own. Well, it's not too late to start now. I absolutely forbid you to have anything more to do with that riffraff of the Singing Swan.
Hello, Ashley Police here.
This is a tip-off concerning the Singing Swan Club on the main road between Brettenden and Plumagen. I strongly recommend that you pay it a visit, a surprise visit in the very near future. In fact, tonight.
Brettenden Police, can I help you?
Oh, Ashley here. That you, Fred?
Right.
Now, listen, Fred. We just had a phone call from some nutter. Tip off that we should take a look at the Singing Swan.
Don't take no notice of that, do you?
Well, just to be on the safe side, thought we'd pass it on to you, seeing it's in your parish. Just go along and check.
Hello, Plumagen Police here.
Hello, that you, Mrs. Potter?
That's right.
It's Fred Dangerfield here, Mrs. Potter, Brettenden Police. Is Harry there?
He's not back yet. But I can send our boy Jeff over with a message.
Well, it's not real urgent, but Brettenden rang through. They'd like him to go and have a good look round at the Singing Swan.
Tonight?
Yes, that'd be best.
Right, I'll send Jeff over to tell him.
Blast! Blast the beastly thing! Tell! She'll hear in a minute.
Hello, having trouble?
Oh, you. That's all I need.
I phoned you earlier. Didn't your mother tell you?
I don't know. She may have.
I wondered if you'd like to go to Ashley. There's quite a good movie on.
I can think of nothing I'd like less.
Oh, well, if you have other plans, I'll leave you to it. I don't want to miss the film.
Oh, just a minute. If you're going to Ashley anyway, you can drop me off.
Oh?
I'm going to the club.
Oh, well. Come on, then. I suppose you're a big girl now. Not much I can do to stop you.
Hello? The Singing Swan Club?
Hello. That you, Cliff?
That's right.
Jeff Potter speaking.
Jeff who?
Potter. Pass the word round, quick. My dad's on his way over. It's a raid.
Just a minute. This isn't the Ashley Road.
Isn't it?
You know damn well it isn't. Just where do you think you're taking me?
Angie, I'm sorry to do this on you. Honestly, darling.
Don't darling me.
But I was desperate.
Did you deliberately put my car out of action?
I had to, but it's not serious. I can fix it for you later.
Of all the flaming nerve.
Please, please listen to me, Angie. I'm only doing this for your own good. I don't think you quite realize what harm you're doing to yourself, taking those blasted pills.
Stop the car and let me out. I'm not going to be lectured to by you.
Can't you see what a frightful bunch of no-good some of them at the club are? That Bang Watson, he's just a decadent moron. Surely you must know that.
I know you're a jealous little twit who's so deep down vain that he won't take no for an answer.
All right, I won't pretend I'm not jealous. But it's not just that. Oh, Angie, for God's sake, listen to me. Honestly, darling. I'd still say the same thing if...
Belt up! Take me home.
I will. Eventually.
Now, let us just try the fish posture. Starting in the Padmasana posture. Padmasana? Oh, yes, of course. Cross-legged. Yes, well, I'm in that posture. With the help of our elbows, we lower the trunk backward until, with our chest arching upwards, the top of our head resting on the floor, hands, grasp the toes. Oh, good gracious, the hens! Someone after my hen. We'll see about that.
Shut up, you perishers. Shut up.
Stop that, whoever you are. Stop that at once. Do you hear me?
Sure, lady.
Oh, there you are. You should be ashamed of yourself. How would you like it if people came disturbing your hens in the middle?
Stow the gaff, lady, and get back in the house. And no noise, we'll have to let you have it.
Don't be so childish. And drop that silly toy pistol at once, or I shall send for the police. Do you hear me? Drop it!
Oh, my bleeding foot! Shut me some food.
I didn't realize it was loaded. Have you hurt yourself?
Oh.
Young man? Oh. Come back, I say! Come back!
What is it? What's going on?
Are you the shot?
Young man!
Don't worry, Miss Seaton. I'll teach him to come after our end.
Oh, please. No carnage, Mr. Bloomer. Not even for our best bantam.
Nora, it's coming from her place.
Oh, come back inside, Bunny.
Murdered. Quick. I've shot myself through the foot. For God's sakes, quick. We've got to move. Quick. Steal me chickens, would you? Mr. Darn it, Mr. Blighter.
Stan?
That blighter in our incoop, Mr. Colvin. Must have had a gun and all. I heard it.
A gun? Well, you've got yours. Get in, Stan. Let's have a go.
Cause I can put a shot at their tires, sir. That'll soon slow them down. Good thing I always keep this old gun handy for foxes. Them's more vermin than foxes, I say. Going after other people's property.
I have a nasty feeling it wasn't just the hens they were after, Stan. Car ahead.
After him, sir. Like being back in the army, this is. I think that's them, sir.
And are you sure? Can't start shooting at the wrong car.
Try overtaking, sir.
I will.
Watch it, sir. Car coming from the next lane. Look, see the light through the trees?
It's all right. Our road. They've got to stop.
But they're not, sir. Watch out, sir. The police car is coming straight at us.
Lord, you all right?
Yes.
Ah, reckon. Well, didn't you hear our siren?
Well, yes, but it was too late.
Well, what speed were you doing?
About 80, I should think. You see, we... Well, that is, I...
You all right? Who's that? Sergeant Potter, Plumagen.
Our car's copped it. We're out of action.
There's been some trouble your way. Somebody shot.
I know.
I picked up the message.
God, makes me mad. I would have been on the spot if some damn fool of a tip-off hadn't sent me on a wild goose chase to the Singing Swan.
Oh, Lord.
I'm Detective Sergeant Ranger. We're interested in any eyewitness accounts. Were you by any...
Yeah, I can tell you the whole thing. I've been working late bottling some fruit when I heard this horrible screaming. That's Miss Seaton, I said to myself.
Man ordering his head off after the shot, see? Well, unlikely he shot himself, is it?
I could see from my window, waving the gun in the air.
She had the gun in her hand and was threatening several of the inhabitants.
I had just put the cat out when I heard the shot.
Shots? What shots? I heard nothing.
Tall fella, quite young.
Middle-aged, on the short side.
A whole gang of them went off in a car.
Left on his motorbike and was off.
Tell me, young man, why are you cross-questioning the whole village? Is this Miss Seaton such an unsatisfactory witness?
I am afraid I don't agree with you, Superintendent. It can't be the same boys in London. This one's voice was completely English.
And so is LaBelle's. His parents were French, but he was born and brought up in London.
Ah.
Stan Bloomer said that when he chased him, he thought that he had a limp. Did you notice that?
Actually, I feel rather guilty about that. I was angry with him for, as I thought, trying to steal my hens. And when he defied me and told me to go back into the house, I lost all patience and I smacked his wrist. And his gun went off. And I think it damaged his foot.
Smacked his wrist? Not with your umbrella.
Oh, how clever of you to guess.
Yes. Well, that disposes of the limp. Oh, thank you. We can add it to the description of LaBelle.
If indeed it was LaBelle. I still think my original assumption may have been correct, and it was a local chicken thief.
I do not think, Miss Seaton, that country boys stealing chickens carry guns.
Ah, but that is just where you may be making a great mistake. I have been hearing some most disturbing stories of local delinquency, worse than anything I could have imagined. Violence, vandalism, robbery, connected, I understand, with a place called the Dying Duck. I believe some sort of club.
Oh, who told you all this, Miss Seaton?
Oh, various people. But I have good reason to believe that it's true.
Jack, the fuzz is here.
Police?
Yeah, the big boy from Scotland Yard.
All right, Cliff, tell him to come in.
What's he want, you think?
Oh, let's find out.
Right. In here, please, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Jack Denby.
In person. What can I do for you?
Superintendent Delphic Scotland Yard, and this is...
Sergeant Ranger, who's been gathering gem from our village folk about that dust up in the chicken run.
That's right.
And now you've got round to me, is that it? Well, I'd like to help, of course, but I always make it a strict rule to close the club at 10, and I was curled up with my good night cup of cocoa at the time the trouble occurred.
Well, I'm not after an eyewitness account. I understand you had a visit from the local police last night.
Yes. To tell the truth, I was a bit miffed about that. I feel I'm doing a worthwhile job in this place, keeping the local lads and lasses occupied in the evenings when they might otherwise be getting into trouble. And I take it a bit oddish that the police think so little of my efforts that they send the local cop to ask a lot of damn fool questions. Just because some nit with nothing better to do makes completely groundless accusations.
You're quite convinced that the accusations were groundless?
Well, ask Sergeant Potter if you don't believe me.
I'm not doubting your word. I'm asking your opinion.
The young people who come here are as decent, clean-living a bunch of youngsters as you'd find anywhere. Now, one or two of them might be a bit high-spirited, but I'm in...
This intrusion last night on Miss Seaton couldn't have been a local job, would it?
Out of the question, I'd say.
I appreciate your loyalty to your boys, but if there are any amongst them whom you have any reason to suspect, it would help us to know their names and check up what they did when they left here last night.
Well, to tell the truth, Superintendent, and I really don't like doing this, there's only one lad that I'd call a real troublemaker, and I strongly suspect that it was he who rang the police. He started a fight in here a couple of nights ago, and I had to ask him to leave. So he feels he's got a grievance. His name is Nigel Colvin.
If you just sign here, Miss Seaton. And here.
There. Is that the lot, Mr. Morton?
Trefford Morton. We use the full name. Oh. Yes, that concludes everything, at all events for the moment.
Good.
Probate shouldn't be long delayed. Perfectly straightforward case, no other bequests except for the Bloomers.
They well deserve it.
Quite so. No other relatives, I take it, Miss Seaton?
No, I'm the last.
Ah.
Neither Cousin Flora nor her late brother had any children, nor did my mother's sister. It runs in our family, you know. It's surprising we've lasted this long.
What are your plans now, Miss Seaton? Do you intend living in the cottage?
I've not quite made up my mind.
No, of course. But if you should consider selling it, I'm sure we could do a very satisfactory deal there. Very satisfactory indeed.
I'll remember that.
I hope you don't mind my saying so, Miss Seaton. No wish to be ungallant. But you seem very tired. Not quite the thing. Not the thing at all.
I'm afraid I have no great liking for routine legal matters, Mr. Trefford Morton. And I always find that nothing exhausts me like boredom.
Now, of course, one must remember what you've been through. Very distressing. And, of course, one isn't as young as one was.
One is young enough to manage quite satisfactorily, thank you. Now I must go or I shall miss the bus.
Now let me order you a car.
I don't want a car, thank you. I would rather have the walk, some fresh air.
Of course. You, have a headache?
Not really. There is thunder in the air.
Oh, I have just the thing here in my drawer. Unless I gave them away. Eureka. These pills. Miraculous, you'll find them. Quite miraculous.
That's very kind of you, but I seldom take drugs.
Drugs? Good heavens, no. Nothing of the kind. Homeopathic, I believe. They were given me by a friend some time ago when things were, a little difficult. They did wonders for me. Here, take them.
Very well, thank you. I'll try them if my headache develops.
Take one as soon as you get home. You'll be surprised. Most soothing. And take one again whenever you find the strain too much with this trying time you're having. Believe me, Miss Seaton, you'll find them tremendously helpful. Tremendously.
Oh, dear. The rain's getting heavier. Ooh.
Can I give you a lift?
Oh, that would be kind. Which way are you going?
Same as you, Plumagen. Get in.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm most grateful. I'm afraid that bus shelter was not built to protect one from the English summer.
Poor Miss Seaton, you're wet through.
Oh, no, no. Quite refreshing, really. How do you know my name?
How could I not know it? Your picture plastered all over the papers.
Oh, dear. That's almost been the worst part of the whole thing. So vulgar. I suppose that sounds odd to you. Your generation have been brought up in the age of mass media. But I think I value high aesthetic standards even more than moral ones.
I'll buy that any time.
Buy? That means you agree. That's very reassuring.
Who's to say what's moral and what isn't?
Don't misunderstand me. I didn't mean that I have no moral standards. What I meant was...
Okay, I get your drift.
Drift? Oh, that is... No, don't tell me. Yes, my meaning. You see, I deal with young people as a teacher and have become quite familiar with their jargon. Most expressive, some of it.
You know, Miss Seaton, I really like you.
Thank you.
I don't like many people, I can tell you. Especially the... Well, actually, the old ones aren't so bad, I suppose. But the middle-aged ones are just putrid.
I'm sorry you've had such bad experiences. I suppose I've just been fortunate.
Not me. And it's not just one-sided. They all hate me, too, on sight. And they don't try. That's what gets me. They don't try to understand your scene. They just make up their minds that you're a dead loss, and that's that.
What's your name?
Angela Venning.
Venning? Oh, Miss Venning, I was coming over to call on you and your mother to thank you for those magnificent flowers you sent me. It was so very kind. Unfortunately, with all the bother this morning, I was unable to do so.
Like to come in now?
Yes.
Why not? Mummy! Mumsy!
Yes, dear?
Mummy, dear, surprise for you. Someone you're simply dying to meet. Miss Seaton, my mother, Mrs. Venning.
Oh, how nice. How do you do, Miss Seaton?
I don't want to intrude, Mrs. Venning, but your daughter kindly gave me a lift, and I couldn't miss the opportunity of thanking you for those magnificent roses.
That's quite all right.
It must have denuded your whole garden. I would have come this morning, but the gentleman from Scotland Yard kept me busy, I'm afraid.
I see. Are they staying here long, the police?
I have no idea. It's all so confusing. I was convinced that last night's intruder was after eggs, and the police seemed convinced that he was after me.
Well, I hope they sort it out soon. We're not used to this sort of thing here.
Would you like a drink, Miss Seaton? Or some coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. I must be on my way.
I'm sorry not to be able to ask you to stay longer, Miss Seaton. I'm in the middle of some work.
Oh, I've interrupted you. I'm so sorry.
It's so difficult to concentrate, especially when one has an extremely bad headache.
How very disagreeable for you. It's this stormy weather. Perhaps an aspirin...
They don't help.
Oh, now, just a minute. By a strange coincidence, I was given something for a headache just now. It's in my bag somewhere. A homeopathic remedy. It's unlikely I shall ever take them. But they might be worth a try. Oh, yes. Here we are. Do have them, Mrs. Venning. I'm assured that they are most efficacious.
How dare you? Coming here with those filthy things? Get out.
Go on, get out. If you want money, try some other game. If you ever come near me or my daughter again, I'll report you to the police.
I understand that your car wasn't too badly damaged.
It looked a bit sorry for itself. I'm afraid the police car came off worst.
By the way, the driver of the police car admits that he was late in sounding his siren, forgetting that the hedgerow would hide the flashing of the roof light.
Able to ask you to stay longer, Miss Eaton. I'm in the middle of some work.
Oh, I've interrupted you. I'm so sorry.
It's so difficult to concentrate, especially when one has an extremely bad headache.
How very disagreeable for you. It's this stormy weather. Perhaps an aspirin.
They don't help.
Oh, now, just a minute. By a strange coincidence, I was given something for a headache just now. It's in my bag somewhere. A homeopathic remedy. It's unlikely I shall ever take them. But they might be worth a try. Oh, yes. Here we are. Do have them, Mrs. Venning. I'm assured that they are good. Most efficacious.
How dare you? Coming here with those filthy things? Get out. Go on, get out. If you want money, try some other game. If you ever come near me or my daughter again, I'll report you to the police.
I understand that your car wasn't too badly damaged.
It looked a bit sorry for itself. I'm afraid the police car came off worst.
By the way, the driver of the police car admits that he was late in sounding his siren, forgetting that the hedgerow would hide the flashing of the roof light.
That's a relief. Any luck with the manhunt?
Afraid not.
If only we hadn't collided. Between us, we might have got him.
Don't worry, we will. Now, Mr. Corbin, your arrival on the scene last night was rather timely.
I suppose it was. I was on my way home.
From where?
Well, I'd been out.
Well, that is established, but where?
For a drive.
What time did you leave home?
About 7:30.
And you just drove round for the best part of 3 hours?
That's right.
Alone? Were you alone, Mr. Culverton?
Part of the time.
And the rest?
I was with a girl.
What girl?
I don't know her name.
Do you often drive round with anonymous young women?
No.
But you did last night. Where did you meet her? Not at the Singing Swan, by any chance?
No.
You didn't go to the Singing Swan last night?
No.
Did you know that it was raided?
Sergeant Potter told me, yes.
And that there was nothing in the least suspicious found there?
No, they jolly well wouldn't be, would they?
Am I right in suggesting that you not only drive around with anonymous young women, but you also make anonymous telephone calls to the police? Well, Mr. Culverton?
All right, then, yes, I did.
Why?
Because, oh, what's the use? I can't prove anything. But there's some of them use the club that the police should check up on. And there are things that go on there.
What things?
Oh, I don't know exactly.
These accusations of yours seem pretty vague. It sounds much more likely that you're trying to get your own back on perfectly innocent kids for some reason of your own.
Innocent? Vandalism? Robbing churches? Beating up that poor old couple over at Les Mairies? Call that innocent?
How do you know who did these things? Were you there?
No.
I saw the file on that old couple. No mention of your evidence. If you knew so much, why didn't you go to the police?
Fat lot of good it would have done.
Yes, it would. I can only conclude that if you are not involved yourself, you're trying to protect someone who is.
No, I'm... Well, that is, I'm...
Oh, don't bother to protest. If I'm right, you won't admit it, and anyway, I'll soon find out. One thing I wish to make quite clear. I do not like hooligans who endanger life and property just for their own amusement any more than you do. They mostly take drugs to foster their excitement and become as filthy in their persons as they are in their habits. Oh, you may think you're doing a good turn. Imagine you're a savior. Well, if you'd seen as much of them as I have, you'd realize it's a waste of effort trying to save the scum.
How dare you speak like that? Just because you're older, you think you know everything. What about the parents? Have a look at them for a change. You can't even imagine what it's like to be young, with no brother or sister, with nobody but a mother who cares more about writing her stupid books than about you. You damn well try to find friends of your own age and maybe get in with the wrong ones and end up in a bloody awful mess just like Angie has.
Hello, Martha? Oh, here I am back, safe from the storm.
I'm out in the kitchen, miss.
I'll bring my umbrella out to dry off. Oh, it really has been... Oh! This cupboard door, it's come open again. Really, Stan must come and fix the latch. It's quite dangerous.
Well, he was coming today, miss, but the weather were against him.
I don't see how the rain can affect an indoor job.
Oh, it's not that, miss. The rain brings on the rheumatism in his elbow, see, and he can't use a screwdriver.
Oh, well, never mind. Ah,
A lovely cup of tea, Martha, dear. Just what I need. Do I smell baking?
Right. I made you a cake.
And a homemade cake. Ah, the simple joys of life.
Hope you like it. That Mother McCrae's ready-mix sponge do be the best of the lot, I reckon. They give you the raspberry jam and all in a dinky little plastic bag.
Oh. Well, I'm sure it'll be very tasty. Thank you, Martha.
Now, when you've had your tea, just you go and put your feet up and watch the telly. Old Mrs. Bannett, she were a great one for the telly. She couldn't hear much, but she liked to look at it and tell them all what to do.
I can see that that could be amusing, but as a matter of fact, Martha, I was thinking of doing a bit of painting.
Oh, but Stan's promised to get on with the kitchen as soon as he's done them other jobs.
Oh, not that sort of painting, Martha. No. No, I meant painting. Pictures, you know.
Oh, don't you like them pictures of Mrs. Bannett's, then? I suppose they are a bit dark and old-fashioned.
Oh, no, no, no. I think they're charming. I just have an urge, you know?
No.
No. Well, never mind. It's just that those roses are so lovely, I would like to catch them before they fade.
I tell you, she's a pusher.
Don't talk, Dav.
How do you know?
Because she tried it on our span.
You must be joking, that old doll.
Yes, and all that line about homeopathic headache cure and the lot.
Maybe they were.
I think I don't recognize bombers when I see them.
Bombers?
And of course it all ties up. First day she was here, someone found her out cold on the floor. She must have been turned on.
But, Angie, did your mother know what the pills were?
Yes, of course. They were the same sort she found in my handbag a couple of weeks ago.
Here, your mum won't go to the police, will she?
How could she, Cliff? They'd want to know how she recognised them. There was no fear of her telling them that.
You sure? I don't fancy getting busted.
Oh, don't worry. She's much too concerned about her own precious reputation to risk a scandal.
That's lucky.
I'm surprised she let you out.
She didn't. She thinks I'm in my bedroom. She locked me in. But I got down the drain pipe. It's easy. I've done it lots of times before.
Yes, it is cosy in here, isn't it, Superintendent? I got dear Martha to light the fire, and it's so jolly. I really can't believe my good fortune. Your sheriff.
Thank you.
Sheriff, are you too, Detective Sergeant?
Thanks very much, ma'am.
I'm sorry to intrude on you again.
Oh, nonsense. I'm delighted to have your company.
Good. Now, I believe there is a certain Mrs. Benning living locally who writes books.
Yes.
Has this Mrs. Benning a daughter, Miss Eaton?
Yes.
Called Angie?
Angie? Oh, yes. Yes, Angela.
Have you met them?
Yes.
What are they like?
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. It's difficult to say.
But you must have formed some sort of impression.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. But it's no use, Superintendent. I don't wish to be unhelpful, but I am just no good at describing things.
Hmm. Got it. You're paints and pencils here on the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I was doing a little sketching before you arrived.
Miss Eaton, get to work. That is how you resolve your problems, isn't it? Find out about people, get at the truth. You put it down on paper and then you know. Am I right?
Well, perhaps. It's true, I do draw things and people. I sometimes feel one shouldn't, but I can't seem to control it. And it does help me to see things more clearly.
You stupid, greedy old goat.
Jack, I must ask you to control your language.
You were lucky I'm able to control my fists. Of all the bloody idiotic things to do.
But it seems such a good opportunity to introduce her to our little comforters. Such a natural opening might not have occurred again for a long time.
And you just can't bear to turn up the chance of making an extra couple of bob, even if it means risking everything. I could do you, I really could. As it is, the only thing is to do her, quick.
I really don't see why.
I'll tell you why, you avaricious old ape. Because it only needs one word from her to that narc from London. Only needs her to offer him a homeopathic headache pill like she did to the Bennings, and we're for it.
Well, what do you suggest?
I'll have to get on to the chief, see what he says. You'll get your orders.
There you are, Superintendent. I don't know if it's of any use.
Oh, thank you. Look, Bob. Roses. It's a picture of roses.
Oh, very nice roses, Miss Eaton.
Thank you.
And that's a nice little rabbit with that little girl. Oh, and that big rose I see now. It has a face, a woman smiling at the little girl. Yes, I see it now. Very pretty, Miss Eaton. Isn't it, sir?
Frankly, it gives me the shudders.
Why?
Look on the left amongst those brambles.
It's a bird.
A very angry bird. Right, Miss Eaton?
Somehow terribly trapped.
I don't think that's what I thought when I met Angela, but it's what I feel now.
Perhaps just wanting to break away from her mother. A lot of young people feel like that.
No, it's more than that. I feel she's trapped by something, and she just hasn't the strength to get out.
And the Rose woman, I presume, is Mrs. Benning. Mm-hmm. Smiling, remote. But the dew drops on the rose. They're tears. The Bennings seem to be pretty unhappy people.
I think perhaps they might be, though I've no idea why.
You say Mrs. Benning was rude to you?
Well, yes, in a way. But I'm sure it was a misunderstanding. She had a headache, and I offered her Mr. Trefford Morton's pills. They seemed to make her terribly angry, and she ordered me out of the house.
Pills? What sort of pills?
Some headache pills that he insisted on giving me.
Could I have a look at them, Miss Eaton?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Superintendent. After Mrs. Venning's violent reaction, I thought perhaps she had some experience of them and had found them unsatisfactory. Anyway, I make it a rule never to keep medicine for which I have no use, so I threw them away.
Could you retrieve them?
I'm afraid not. I threw them in the, well, they will be well on their way to the Straits of Dover by now.
Pity. Miss Seaton, I wonder, could you sketch your impression of Mr. Trefford Morton?
Trefford Morton here. Instructions? Oh, but I mustn't be involved in any way. Surely you realize that. That would mean that I become a party to it. An accessory? Oh, no, I couldn't risk it. After all, you had the money. A very good percentage on the three estates, considering that the idea and all the work was mine, and there'll be Mrs. Hent's estate come soon. Oh, very well, though I must tell you I'm all against it. The Seaton woman's eccentric, and even if she blabs, it would only be her word against mine. There's no need to be abusive. Well, what is it you want me to do?
Sounds like it's all a great big drag between you and your mum.
You can say that again.
Listen, you're a smart little bird. Why don't you get out, come up to London?
I'd like
you to. You can let your whole life go by that way, not doing things. What have you got in your soul the rest of your life? We can have a ball together, me and you. I think you're really groovy.
I think you are too, Bang.
Then how about it? We get along fine. We both dig the same things. We both like getting up a buzz. There's other things. Things give you a real kick. Make you take off. Feel like you never felt in your life before. Take on a real trip. Make you fly, baby.
Sounds fantastic.
More than fantastic, doll. Out of this world. You'll see. We're going right to the top, me and the Blastoffs. We're going for the big time. You can come along, share the scene. Well, will you come?
Yes. I'll come.
That's a clever little bird. Don't know how long it'll last, of course, but while it does, it'll be fabulous.
When?
Can't wait, huh?
I want to start living. Really living. Not just existing.
You're not going to tell your mother?
I think I'm mad.
So why don't she come after you?
No. She'll be glad to get rid of me.
All right, then. Sooner the better. Yeah, what about tonight?
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Trefford Morton. Yes, I'm quite well, thank you. Oh, I see. Must it be this evening? There's a performance of Traviata on the radio I'd rather plan to listen to. And I... Yes, I do understand, but no. Oh, we don't want to hold up probate, certainly. No, that's very kind of you, but I'm sure I can arrange for the local garage to bring me over. In about half an hour, then.
Angie.
Oh, it's you, Nigel.
Angie, listen, I must talk to you.
I thought I told you that I never want to speak to you again.
Please, Angie, it's frightfully important. Just get in the car for a minute.
Is this another of your funny tricks?
No, nothing like that. Please, it's something that concerns you, honestly. Look, leave the door open if you don't believe me.
Oh, all right.
Listen, has that Scotland Yard man been to see you?
No.
Oh, thank God for that.
Why?
And you know, the last thing I want is for you to get into any trouble, but, well, he needled me so much that I blurted out your name.
What?
Oh, not to do with taking boosts or anything. He was being insulting about young people in general. I don't know how exactly it happened, but I did say your name. Only the first name. I don't know whether or not he took any notice, but...
Well, thanks very much.
Angie, I can't tell you how sorry I am. But the thing is now, in case he does come snooping or you get stopped, have you got any boosts on you now?
What's that got to do with it?
Everything. Please, if you have, give them to me. Please.
Well, Ben?
She fell for it.
Good lad.
Listen, what's it all about?
I never you mind, boy.
I don't want to get mixed up in anything dirty.
And you don't want your supplies cut up either, do you, lad?
No, I suppose not.
A car drew up outside a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah?
A large station wagon, which I believe belongs to Sir George Holdenden, young Nigel's father.
Ah.
Nigel's car got damaged, you know. I think perhaps the station wagon might get damaged too, eh? Yeah, take Cliff with you. He gets a kick out of ditching cars, same as you do. Naughty lad.
Got him lovely. That'll keep him occupied, climbing out of that little lot.
Yeah.
Gives me a real kick, that does.
You want to go back to the club?
Of course, don't you?
No, getting out, back to London. I like to retain my cool, and this place is getting too hot for me.
It was remiss of me to have overlooked the need for your signature on this particular document, Miss Seaton. Most remiss.
Never mind. I can hear Traviata another time. Is that all, Mr. Trefford Morton?
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness, look at the time. I have a most pressing appointment over at Applegate, Lord Walborough, to do with a proposed old people's home that I'm trying to get off the ground. We must get going. I'll drop you off.
Oh, dear, I should have asked the car to wait.
No, it's quite all right. I'll be late. But no matter.
I could get the bus.
No, I wouldn't hear of it. Come on, then. Off we go.
Bang. Is that you, Bang?
Yes, Tom. Come on.
Right. Here's my case. Catch. Here I come. Made it. Hey, you're not Bang. Where's Bang?
I'm a pal of his. He sent me to get you. Come on.
Well, why are we going to the garage? I don't understand.
Don't ask so many questions.
Who's that in my car?
Bang, of course.
Is it?
Go on, get in.
But...
do as you're told, you silly cow.
Oh, let go of me. Hey!
Get in!
What name is it, sir?
Colverden. Nigel Colverden.
Yeah, wasn't it you collided with one of our chaps a couple of nights ago?
That's right.
A bit accident prone, aren't you, sir?
Well, actually, it wasn't my fault either time.
I see. Now, you were coming from Brettenden?
From that direction, yes.
What, not from Brettenden itself?
No.
You hadn't been to the Singing Swan, had you?
No. Well, yes, in a way.
And these chaps just drove you off the road, you say?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I must ask you to come back to the station with me, sir. I think we'd better have a signed statement.
I wonder, Miss Seaton, if it'd be a great imposition if I dropped you off at the crossroads. It's not Timmy's Wharf from there to your home.
No, I don't mind.
Oh, that's most helpful of you. Unfortunately, Applegate's in the opposite direction, and I don't
and
want...
And you don't want to be late. I quite understand.
Thank you. Believe me, it's in a really good cause. Though I'll take you to your door if you'd rather.
No, certainly not. I wouldn't want to do anything which might impede your charitable work.
Thank you so much.
And as you say, it is only a short step. And a breath of good country air will help me to sleep all the better. Oh, I have my torch with me. It's very kind of you to have brought me this far.
Well, it's the least I could do. Now, you know your direction. This is Plumage and Common. Keep to the edge of the pond, then turn to the right, and the road leads straight down to the village.
I'll soon find it. Good heavens, what was that?
Oh, it's only one of those bird scare contraptions.
Oh.
You'll get used to them when you've lived here for a while. Well, if you're sure you'll be all right, I'll be on my way. I feel dreadful leaving you like this, but needs must when the, yes, indeed, needs must. Well, goodbye, Miss Seaton.
Good night, Mr. Trefford Morton. Goodbye. I think I was going to Australia. Now then, I just get my bearings.
bum, 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 what a lovely night. Bum, 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 this must be the way. Now keep well over to the side in case of cars. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, here's one now. Dun, 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 dun. What's the matter with that car? He's on the wrong side of the road. Get over, you silly man. Oh, he must be a madman. Stop!
Yeah.
Well, come on, then. Let's get out of it.
I don't think the vending bird's done proper.
I'll talk Darcy through the ruddy windscreen.
Oh, I can't help that. I've got to make sure. I'll have to bash her head in against the side of the car.
Oh, leave her and come on, for God's sake.
No, I've got to do her.
Well, hurry up.
She's a big bird. Come on. That's it. Now, then.
Oh, oh, what's up?
Oh, tripped over something. And that ruddy old cow's umbrella hooked round me ankle. Now I've dropped the bird and done me bleeding ankle in and all. Oh!
What's that? Someone shooting. Come on, for God's sake. If you don't come, I'll go without you.
All right, I'm coming.
It's Trepid Morton, sir. I haven't been able to get much gen on him. Feeling I get that he's respected but unpopular.
We're not going to pin a man for being unpopular, Bob.
Well, there's a bit more than that. You know, the Ashelot's very much on the ball, sir.
And did you expect them to have straw sticking out from under their caps?
No, sir, of course not. But they've been very helpful. Seems that in four different cases, or rather three, clients of Trepid Morton's, whose affairs were completely in his hands, have all come to a sticky end.
What sort of sticky end?
Well, one died in a fire, presumed caused by smoking in bed. Another drove his car into a wall, and another committed suicide.
And who's this for?
Well, still alive, a Mrs. Hant, patient at the Brettenden Nursing Home. He visits her regularly.
What's wrong with her?
Drug addiction. Heroin incurable.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Sergeant Potter, what is it?
Martha Bloom has just been on to me, sir, all of a tizzy. It seems Miss Seaton went out some hours ago and she ain't returned.
Did you say where she was going?
Well, that's just why Martha's worried. Miss Seaton said as though she wouldn't be long. Just some little business matter with Mr. Trefford Morton.
These pills, sir, do you know what they are?
I think so, yes.
Oh, would you mind telling me how they came into your possession?
They were given to me.
Well, who by?
A friend of mine.
Who?
Just a friend.
Hello? Yes, Fred.
Ashley, please.
What name?
I'd rather not say.
It'd be best all round if you did.
Sorry.
Excuse me, sir. Plumagen on the line. General alert. That Miss Seaton. She's missing.
I've tracked down Trepid Morton, sir, through his housekeeper. He's dining over at Applegate with some local bigwig.
Did you talk to him?
Yes, on the phone. It seems he only drove Miss Seaton part of the way home, dropped her off at the crossroads nearly a mile away on the Applegate Road.
Come on, let's get cracking.
Rafe, someone really wrapped themselves around that tree. Come on, let's find out the worst.
Right. Oh, this is so good. We only just got here ourselves. Know this girl?
Oh. It's Angela Venning, sir. Looks like she's had it.
Poor kid.
Ambulance will be here in a minute.
Any sign of the old lady?
Not so far. Got a torch?
Oh, yes, sir.
Then start looking.
Yes, sir. Get her on the other side of the pond, Jim.
Okay. Excuse me, sir, but I don't think the girl's a goner. Can I have a try at reviving her?
Yes, go ahead.
Look, sir. Umbrella.
Oh, dear.
She must be in the pond, sir.
Come on, then. Mind that damn bank. It's slippery.
All right, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Old lady must have swallowed half the blooming pond.
Keep trying.
Right, sir.
Doesn't seem to be much hope with the girl, sir. Not responding.
Try mouth to mouth. Don't give up yet.
Yeah, sir. She moved.
Miss Seaton. Miss Seaton.
She's coming round, sir.
Miss Seaton.
Oh, grey day.
What? What's that?
Football.
Football?
Oh, must tell.
Oh. Miss Seaton. Hell, she's passed out again.
Silly little nit.
Who?
A Venning girl. Must have been hep to the eyeballs and lost control of the car.
Well, we'll see what the medical report shows. Mm. There were no drugs found on her. And I'm not convinced she was driving the car.
And who was?
I think the old lady was trying to tell us something.
Oh, surely just rambling.
I admit it doesn't seem to make much sense. Grade A.
Something to do with her school, perhaps?
Yes, but she doesn't play football.
With Miss Seaton, sir, you can't be sure she just might. Hello?
Ashley Police here, sir. I've got the report on the car. Nothing mechanically wrong with it, sir.
No brake failure?
No, sir, nothing. No skid marks on the road. Looks as though the car was deliberately driven into the tree.
Right. Will you get over to, what's his name, this lord?
Walborough, sir.
Walborough. Pick up Mr. Trefford Morton to help us with our inquiries. Then detain him until I get there. Oh, he'll argue, but ignore it.
We'll do that, sir.
Thanks.
So it wasn't an accident, sir. Not the girl's fault.
You seem very keen on her being in the clear, Bob.
Well, it's just... Well, she's only a kid, and it seems that...
I'm afraid I've not time to spare discussing the possible redemption of Miss Venning. In any case, we still can't be sure that she didn't do it. Deliberately.
Seems unlikely.
How can you possibly know, Bob?
Well, not for sure, of course, but I just keep thinking of that trapped bird in that picture of Miss Seaton's.
You know, I'd like to have another look at those pictures. Let's get over to her cottage.
All right, Mrs. Bloomer, we shan't stay long.
Very good, sir.
It's a picture of Trefford Morton I'm interested in. Ah, here it is. What an extraordinary imagination. Fancy putting him in a grass skirt.
Like a sort of savage.
And all those dead birds at his feet.
His victims? But how could she have known?
Well, she doesn't. Not consciously, anyhow.
Here. Look at this one underneath. It's a footballer.
Not just a footballer, Bob. It's you.
Huh?
That bemuddled expression. That's rather how you looked the first night we met her. When she said she'd knocked La Belle out with her umbrella.
Blow me, so it is. But how on earth could she know I play football for the Police 11? I suppose when she said football just before she passed out, she meant me, you know, hoping we'd help her.
Yes. Well, we'd better get moving. Try to get something a bit more concrete.
Right, sir. That's rather a nice picture on the mantelpiece, isn't it, sir? Another one of hers, I suppose?
Hmm? Yes. Looks a bit cold.
Do you know, sir, I think it's supposed to be you.
But it's a landscape.
I know. But don't you see, sir? I think it's what Miss Seaton was trying to say. The footballer was her first impression of me, and this could be her first impression of you. Not grade A, nothing to do with school, but grade A.
Why should she associate me with a grade A?
Well, I see what you mean, sir.
Don't be insubordinate.
I'm not, sir, but it sort of makes sense. There was something she must tell us, and that means that...
That her first impressions are linked with Caesar LaBelle. So it must have been La Belle with the Venning girl tonight. Come on, we've hardly started yet.
This is an outrage. You've no right to detain me, to question me like a common malefactor. I merely gave Miss Seaton a lift in my car. If anything happened to her after that, well, it's got nothing to do with me.
Certainly, Mr. Trefford Morton, on the evidence so far, you are, as yet, only an important witness in a case of attempted murder.
Attempted?
That's what I said.
She survived the accident, then?
Oh, yes, indeed. The doctor assures me that she is suffering from nothing worse than shock.
I'm very glad to hear it.
But it was not an accident, as I think you probably know.
How dare you? I was...
Mr. Trefford Morton, you are one of the main sponsors of the Singing Swan Youth Club, is that right?
Yes, indeed. A youth club was urgently needed in the district as a guide and help to the young.
Can you explain these lists of figures? Were you helping the young or yourself?
You've been in my office without a warrant.
Oh, so they are yours. And this notebook. How meticulous you are, Mr. Trefford Morton. C. Dale. That would be Mrs. Cunningdale, who died so tragically in a fire. And F's son is perhaps Mr. Formason, who ran his car into a wall. And H.T. could only stand for Mrs. Hant, at present in the nursing home, an incurable drug addict.
You'd no right to enter my property.
And you have no right to ruin people's lives with this, Mr. Trefford Morton. This little bottle of killers.
I never saw it before in my life.
What's the holding charge, sir?
Embezzlement and breach of trust.
Right, sir.
Oh, and could you send these pills off to be analyzed?
It's all right, I'll take them, sir. Oh, but hang on, no need. Just had some like these done. Yes, exactly the same. Same bottle, everything. They're amphetamines.
Where did you get the others?
Oh, found on a young chap who had a motor accident. Odd thing was, he was found to be completely clear.
Where did he get them?
Oh, he refused to say, sir.
And the car was driven straight at you, Miss Eden.
Oh, yes. It was a tree that saved me. I bumped into it as I was running away, and it threw me off balance, and I fell into the pond. I was a bit dazed, of course, but it was the sight of that horrible young man dragging poor Angela out of the car that proved too much for me. I must have passed out. So there is no need for me to stay in hospital. I'm feeling perfectly well.
I think we'll leave that to the doctor.
I am only most vexed that both my hat and umbrella are completely ruined.
I'm awfully sorry about that.
Oh, well, I have other hats and I can get another umbrella.
I took the liberty, Miss Seaton, when I was in Ashley this morning, of buying you a new one.
Oh, Superintendent, how very kind of you. Oh, you really shouldn't. Oh, it's beautiful. Certainly the most handsome umbrella I've ever owned. Thank you.
I'm only sorry about the loss of your other one, and that you should have had this awful experience.
Have we tracked LaBelle down yet?
I'm afraid not.
Don't worry, Superintendent, we will. And how is Angela?
Some concussion, quite severe face and chest injuries.
Oh, poor girl. I must pop along the corridor and see her. Such a disillusionment for her, thinking she was running off with Escamillo and finding she'd walked into a den of thieves and murderers.
Well, perhaps now she'll settle for someone slightly more conventional.
Perhaps.
And I think I know who it should be.
Oh? Who?
Nigel Culverton.
A charming boy, though I'm not sure. For such a willful girl, not altogether suitable. Don Jose, a certain similarity.
Well, matchmaking's not really part of my job. The problem now is to catch LaBelle and bust open this drug racket. Miss Seaton, will you help us again?
If I can, of course.
We know that there is a drugs racket operating in Plumagen, which is part of something much bigger. What we lack is a witness, someone who will stand up and testify just where they got the stuff and from whom. Now, Angela Benning could be that witness.
Mm-hmm.
Tests show she had been taking drugs,
oh,
but so
dear.
Far she won't talk. Not to me, certainly. I'm the despised age group. However, if you...
Ah, grandmother image rather than parent? Quite.
Well, perhaps if you could talk to her and tell her that Nigel could be in serious trouble because of her, and possibly even make her see that she's been an idiot and could stop others from doing the same.
A sort of lecture?
Well, not exactly.
You know I'd do anything to help in this dreadful business and to help this foolish girl, but I'm not sure that I am the right person.
You won't stay too long, will you, Sergeant?
No, nurse, I won't.
Who are you?
Bob Ranger. We met before, but you wouldn't remember.
Oh. You're the one I'm supposed to thank, am I?
No, just part of the job.
Well, so far as I'm concerned, you needn't have bothered. I'd just as soon be dead.
Well, don't worry. Go on the way you are, and you probably will be in a few years.
Thanks.
That's all right. It's your own business. What we're concerned with are the ones who still aren't hooked but might be. The ones who the vultures haven't got their claws into yet. The ones like you were before you got stupid. The only way we can help them is to get hold of the pushers first and stop them. Now, I don't expect you want to help us.
How did you guess?
Easy. Unlikely anyone as self-indulgent as you would give a damn about trying to help people in general.
Oh, get lost.
Nigel Culverton has been found with a bottle of boosts on him. Did you know that?
So?
He won't say where he got them from, but we have a pretty good idea.
Aren't you clever?
He was found in a ditch by the side of the road.
He's not hurt.
Would you care if he was?
Of course I would, you stupid, pompous nit.
And you still don't want to tell us where you think he might have got those boosts from?
You can cut the blackmail. I'm not telling you lot anything about anyone.
What a pea-brain little idiot you are. This bunch you think so highly of have just tried to murder you and a perfectly innocent and quite remarkable old lady. They practically killed Nigel Culverton, who's been more of a friend to you than you could ever understand with your shoddy little mentality.
Oh, shut up.
They are ruining the lives of God knows how many people, and you're still prepared to defend them because you haven't got the guts or the self-respect to give up this stinking habit before it's too late. You're only a kid, for God's sake, stop it. Oh, why the hell am I wasting my time with you?
Wait. Don't go. Come back.
Bob.
What for?
Please. Oh, please.
All right, kid, all right.
I want to get off the hook. I do. Help me. Please help me.
Of course I will. Don't worry. It'll be all right. All right?
Well, that's done for Mr. Trefford Morton.
5 years he got.
7.
12.
15.
Life. And not a moment too much.
Whoever would have thought it?
Makes one question the validity of the catechism.
Now we can all get back to normal.
With the murderer still at large.
Please, they closed down that singing swamp.
Perhaps no, my chickens be left in peace.
There'll be no peace so long as that Seaton woman remains in the village.
Fanny, look.
What?
There's a most peculiar looking young man walking round her cottage.
There. What did I tell you? It's too obvious to me that she's in league with that young murderer. Hit him with an umbrella, indeed.
It does seem funny they never caught him. Do you think that's him?
Shouldn't be surprised. Oh, what a revolting-looking creature. All that long, straggling hair.
Like some sort of wild animal. Mm. Oh, look, Bunny.
What?
He's going round the back of the cottage.
Obviously, a rendezvous.
Well, now, isn't that obliging of the old doll? Left a window open for me. Just a little push. Up we go. Oh, his perishing foot. Careful. Ah, that's it. Now then, battling Brolly. Something nice for you to come home to. A quick one round the neck. Oh, the fuzz. Hide. Must hide. Here, this cupboard will do.
I won't keep you a moment, officer. It's most kind of you. Are you sure you don't mind taking me to the railway station?
Pleasure, miss.
I'm afraid I stayed chatting with the superintendent after the trial. I didn't realize how late it was getting. I do hope I'm not putting you out.
A little bit, miss. I wouldn't need help with your things.
No, no, thank you. I can manage.
Oh, dear, look at the time. I shall have to fly. Good thing my case is packed. Dun, dun, da, da. Just make sure that the hot water is turned off. No point in wasting money. Da, 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 da. Oh, that blessed door. Oh, why doesn't Stan mend it? Oh, really? Most painful. There, safe shut. Horrid thing. Now then. Yes, yes. Now, water off. All well. Back door closed. Oh, who left this window open? Now, that won't do at all. Well, that's everything. So now I'm on my way. Goodbye, little cottage. See you quite soon.
Come back! Help! I'm leaving this perishing cupboard!
It really is most kind of you, officer. I shall just be able to catch the train to London.
Not going for good, though, are you, miss?
Oh, no, indeed. I've become so attached to Plumagen, I think I shall make it my home. I'm considering running a youth club with the vicar. Such a sensitive man. Oh, dear. Oh, this really is too vexing.
What's up, miss?
My umbrella. In my rush, I've left my beautiful new umbrella behind.
If we go back for it, I'm afraid you'll miss your train.
Oh, what a nuisance. I shan't be able to get down for ages, and I shall feel quite lost without an umbrella. And it is such an exceptionally handsome
one. I tell you what, miss, I'll go back for it. Give it to the superintendent. He can bring it up to London for you in the morning.
Splendid. How kind. Oh, now here. Take the key to the front door. I left the umbrella, I believe, in the kitchen. Anyway, if you just have a good look round, you're bound to find it.
Don't worry, we'll track it down. Ah, here's this station. Well, you've lots of time.
Oh, I am glad. You see, if I'd missed it, I would have been late for the opera. Unforgivable.
Oh, going to the opera, missy? What are you going to see?
One of my favorites, Verdi's Macbeth.
Oh, well, have a good time. And don't worry about the brolly. I'll go back and find it right away.
I know you will, officer. When the police set out to do something, one can rest assured they'll do it. Goodbye to you.
Thank you.
Picture Miss Seton, the novel by Helen Carvick, adapted for radio by Betty Lambda. Marjorie Westbury played Miss Seton, and Gerald Deacon played Superintendent Delphic. Others in the cast were Detective Sergeant Bob Ranger, Sean Arnold, Jack Danby, Malcolm Hayes, Bang Glory, Kenneth Cranham, Angela Venning, Francis Jeter, Nigel Culverden, James Hunter, Martha Bloomer, Pauline Letts, Erica Nuttall, Griselda Harvey, Nora Blaine, Ella Milne, Mrs. Venning, Barbara Bliss, the Vicar, Godfrey Kenton, Mr. Trefford Morton, James Thomason, Cesar LaBelle, Nigel Lambert, with Joyce Carpenter, John Pullen, Patricia Gallimore, Peter Bartlett, Roger Gale, and Peter Pacey. The play was produced by Archie Campbell.